Friday night live, and we are going to glorify God tonight. Yes, all about Jesus. That's what it's about. And so we will exalt him tonight and get into his presence, have a good word and some deliverance and prayer tonight. We'll open up in prayer in just a few minutes and pray for people and pray for the service tonight. Oh, thank you for being here. Lord, bless you. I'm excited about it. We're going to share the word with you. At first, we're going to open up with a little bit of news, and then we will go on into prayer and pray for those who are having things going on in their bodies, as well as others. Many things to pray for always is. So, here's some news. Hulu bans church's ad over religious, they called it religious indoctrination. So they banned it on that basis. Well, Hulu rejected the ad twice from the church in Fort Worth, Texas. But the pastor reached out to First Liberty Institute, and their attorney got right on it, and some 48 hours later, Hulu changed its policy. Yeah, First Liberty's attorney sent a demand letter to Hulu saying that they had a right to religious freedom and all the different things that they said. So when the people of faith take a stand, good things can happen. So don't be afraid and intimidated by the evil one. And those who are not on the side of faith and Christianity, remember Daniel and the lion's den? He knew they had issued a edict or whatever that they would throw into the fire, into the lion's den, anybody who petitioned anybody but the king for the next 30 days. They knew exactly what they were doing to try to snare Daniel and get him thrown and put out of the way, thrown into the lion's den. But, you know, it backfired on them, and they ended up being the one cast into the lion's den. So, yeah, that's Daniel. He just kept on praying three times a day before the window and didn't care who saw him. It didn't work out so well for those who conspired against him. Well, the death of 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley is all on you, Joe Biden, according to the Border Patrol Union. That's what they said. They declared that Monday after it was revealed that Jose Ibarra, the man charged with murdering the Georgia woman, was an illegal alien from Venezuela who had previously been released from Department of Homeland Security custody. The Border Patrol Union said Biden's policies are responsible for 193 people dead who crossed the border illegally so far this fiscal year. Biden's also responsible for the death of innocent Americans at the hand of illegal aliens, the Border Patrol Union says as well. So, yeah, they're not just sitting back and saying do whatever you want. They're speaking up against this evil of allowing just anyone and everyone to come into the country, unknown characters and criminals. And Mitch McConnell announces he's a rhino, and he said he's going to step down from the U.S. Senate Republican leadership in November. So some people would be glad to get rid of him, huh? 11 YWAM missionaries killed in Tanzania. Pray for their families. That tragic situation. I understand it was an accident, vehicle accident. But demonic indeed, because they don't just happen for no reason. We hear about mega church Numa Church based in Australia, which also has churches in America. Pastor Corey Turner, the lead senior pastor, stepped down as the global leader after allegations that he committed adultery with a female pastor in the Pentecostal mega church. He admitted that recent allegations of sin in a morally inappropriate relationship is regrettably true, he said. He wrote on his ministry's Facebook page, and the church has branches in Thailand also, and in Australia and the United States. So the woman was Pastor Stacy Hilder, or Hiller, I think Hilder, but might be Hiller, who was also married with children, as was the pastor. You know, that's just the devil doing that, to mess up a ministry that may have been accomplishing something. Obviously, something hasn't been right for quite a while for that relationship to have developed and been going on, but anyway, he stepped down. He did the right thing. Stepped down from ministry because he was caught, and he should have stepped down anyway before he was caught. But anyway, at least he stepped down and is repentant, supposedly repentant anyway. Well, Hunter Biden finally admits his father is the big guy. Well, we all knew that his father was the big guy, but finally they admit it. Taylor Swift is engaging in satanic rituals and live shows. Former Boyzone star Shane Lynch says and warns the music is dangerous to adults and children, especially children. The 47-year-old Irish singer said there's a lot of hidden satanic messaging in music today, and yet most listeners, he says, are oblivious to it. So, yeah, we know that. We've known it for years, a lot of garbage being released there in the music industry, a lot of satanic stuff. Smokehouse fire has rapidly grown to the second largest fire in Texas history. And Governor Abbott has declared a disaster in 60 counties in Texas. And this fire, Smokehouse Creek fire, has only been contained as of 3% as of today. I mean, wow. Over the past 2 years, the United States have been getting pummeled with one major natural disaster after another. And I'm not sure all of them were natural disasters. Some were man-made or man-instigated and caused. But the number of billions-dollar natural disasters in 23 established a new all-time record high for a single year, and 24 is off to a roaring start as well. You ever think of maybe the evil and deterioration of this country's morals have anything to do with this? The LGBTQ and plus and all this craziness that is absolutely going on right now? You think that maybe, you know, some of this was, yeah, I tell you. Oh, my, well, that's sad to see that also. But I think so. I think that a lot of this is not just weather wars, but it's been releasing a lot of wickedness on the country because of the sin. Mexico City could be just months away from running out of drinking water. 22 million people, one of the biggest cities in the world. And officials have restricted already access for many residents to an hour or so of water every few days. So already there's some serious restrictions going on about using water in Mexico City, and they may run out. Well, massive groups of military-age males from a group of countries have been filmed traveling through the Darien Gap in Panama, getting ready to be flown to the United States by the Biden regime, just let in without any kind of checking them out or anything. Also, America has an alcohol epidemic, in case you didn't know about it. 500 are dying every day from alcohol drinking. That's right, 500 a day. That really adds up to a lot of people. 755 is 3,500 a week from alcohol drinking, and these are the latest figures on that. Wow, so what a time we live in. You know, you thought that Russia had a problem with drinking because of the vodka. Well, what about America? What kind of problem do we have there about drinking because of all the alcohol that's being consumed in this country and what it's doing to people? My. Anyway, we're going to go to prayer now. We appreciate y'all tuning in today. Lord bless you, and pray you'll be blessed by tonight's service here. May the Lord minister to you, encourage you, and pray that he will speak into your life by the Holy Spirit today and deliver you as well if you're needing deliverance tonight as well. So let's pray now as we begin. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and thank you for so many answered prayers, so many things that you've done in people's lives. We give you the glory for it. Thank you for continuing to work in our lives continually, and that you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us, that you're with us all the way till the end. And we give you glory and praise for that. We honor you. We worship you. And we thank you today. And I want to lift up our dear sister here. Father, we pray for her, Lord, having flu-like symptoms. We rebuke this, whatever it is, the attack on her body. Pray for health and healing for her, Father, that you just touch her tonight, right now. And we rebuke this, command it to go from her right now. No more of this. In Jesus' name, that you, by the stripes of Jesus, she is healed. We rebuke any demons that are trying to put some kind of sickness or disease on her, some kind of COVID-type thing. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus right now. You go, you go, you move in Jesus' name. Move out of there. Thank you for a full and complete quick recovery from all of this. In Jesus' name, we give you glory. We give you praise. We pray for another sister with cancer. Lord, we rebuke the cancer. We pray for, Lord, that she will recover all that the devil has tried to steal. Lord, in Jesus' name, we just stand in prayer for her. We stand in believing for her, Lord, that she will come out of this, Lord, on the other side, Lord, and survive, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for ministering to these women, Lord, and many others that have need tonight, Lord. We pray for them, Lord. We pray for each and every one who's been attacked with some sickness right now lately, and pray for their recovery. Pray for another lady who has some kind of stomach virus that says it's been going around where they work. And Lord, we just pray for recovery from that in Jesus' name. Quick recovery. They can't eat food. Every time they do, they have stomach pain. Lord, we pray for that to be gone in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for work, for those who need work during the winter time, where things might be a little more lean for some people who have outside work, outside companies. Lord, I pray that you make provision for them, Father, and provide more than enough, Father. More than enough, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give it a glory for that. Thank you for meeting all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Thank you, Lord, that each one of us will see our bills paid, our needs met, and have more than enough so that we can give to others and be faithful in our giving, Lord, as well, even before we worry about it or be concerned. I wouldn't say worry, because certainly I don't worry, but about them, I know God's going to provide. And he has, and he's been faithful, and he will provide for you if you'll believe. So, Father, we thank you for providing. We thank you, Lord, that we'll put you first in our finances, Lord, and we'll see your goodness as a result of that, too, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory now, Lord, and we ask you to bless this time in the Word tonight, Father, that you will speak, Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Speak through me, Lord, and share things that will help people, Lord. We thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. Cover this, Lord, myself and those who are listening with the blood of Jesus as well, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for sharing tonight what you want shared, and we give you the glory for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. He's the healer. Everybody say he's my healer. And he healeth all my diseases and forgiveth all my iniquity. Amen. Just speak that out loud. Just remind yourself of what's yours in God and what he has promised. Amen. We're talking about love's power tonight. Love is the most powerful force in the universe because God is love. But, you know, what are you focusing on today? What have you been looking at today? Looking about all the things gone wrong in this world or in your personal life? Are you focusing on the things going on in your body today? Are you focusing on your marriage today? Are you in fear and focusing on that fear today? You know, people are focused on so many things, and they're distracted by wrong focusing. I may know that. People can get focused on things and get very distracted. And if you focus on your fears, how many know the fears are going to get bigger? That's right. The demons of fear will gain strength when you focus on these things, whatever they might be, if they're fear. If you're focusing on your problems, it can create, you know, or allow a lot of fear, and that fear will increase as long as you keep focusing on it. And if you have problems in your marriage and you just start focusing on the problems, the more you focus on the marriage problem, hey, the bigger they're going to become. And that can be true with just about anything, whatever negative situation that is that you're continually focusing on, the more demons are released to exalt their work against you and be released to attack you, be released to trouble you, be released to be a hindrance to your life. See? So don't be focusing on this. You need to focus on the Word. You need to give thanks. The Bible says rejoice in the Lord always. See, not just sit there and murmur about your negative situation and be sad about all this stuff going on against you. And be, you just start exalting that stuff, see? And the enemy is released to do more damage. See, if you're having problems with your flesh and you just dwell on it all the time, how bad you are, how messed up you are, guess what? It's going to get worse, okay? Because demons are released. You know, people can create their own difficulty. Did you know that? You know, by what they dwell on, what they worry about, you know, what they have anxieties about, the way they see themselves with the devil's help. If they've seen themselves in a negative manner, then, you know, the devil is released to continue to cause them to see themselves in a negative manner and continue to build on that. And it's not a healthy situation. Of course, it's not, because it's not the truth. See, what the devil tell you about yourself is not true. It's a lie, because they're not going to tell you the truth about yourself. They're going to tell you lies unless it's a negative truth. So as people, you know, walk in these troubles and dwell on them, the devils are exalted and the problems are exalted, the troubles are exalted and devils are released. Remember the scripture, you know, perfect love cast out fear. Very important scripture, one that most people don't understand too well, but nevertheless it is a true and powerful scripture. God's love is not, you know, it's not a walking and dwelling, you know, I mean, on the flesh, you know, and in the flesh, and all the devils and troubles of the flesh, okay? It's just not. It's not dwelling on that. It's not walking in that, okay? The Adamic nature gets out of line all the time if we allow it. And yes, you're perfect in your spirit, but how many know Adam is not perfect? Adam is not perfect, okay? Paul said, I delight in the inner man. Okay, but too many believers spend too much time dwelling on the outer man, the flesh. So that's why you're having so much of the problems that you have. You're dwelling on the outer man. You're dwelling on everything that's wrong, but instead of dwelling on what's right in you, what that born-again spirit that you have and that regeneration that's taking place and that new creation that you are, you know, you need to be dwelling more on that than you're dwelling on everything about the outer man and the flesh and the Adamic nature that still tries to rise up and be some big shot in your life and have its way. And of course, unfortunately, we've all seen Christians doing things that aren't very Christ-like, even to the point that, you know, the world often says about Christianity and Christians, these people are Christians, they're a bunch of hypocrites. Well, yeah, because, hello, everybody has an Adamic thing to dwell with. Everyone has the flesh to deal with. And if they don't deal with it, I mean, no, they look like hypocrites. If they don't walk in the spirit, they would look like, what kind of Christian is that, you know? Infighting among themselves and strife among the brethren and sisters. Why Christians have been, you know, involved in all manner of sexual sin, just like this pastor was down in Australia, Corey, you know. So what are we seeing today? We're seeing all kinds of things in Christians that are a manifestation of demons and the flesh. And yeah, I mean, Christians stealing and lying to one another and stealing at work. And man, the world really enjoys attacking, you know, over these things and mocking us. And you're a bunch of hypocrites. You just call yourself a Christian, backbiting and gossiping about each other, and anger and wrath and a bad temper and profanity that many Christians use. Yeah, poor business dealing, not paying their bills. Yeah, I've seen churches not pay their bills on their buildings and ministries not pay their bills. And I've heard people talk about them, the people that even that I've gone to rent church buildings from talk about, and we always pay on time, and we believe to do that, and God somehow always provides for us to do that for the buildings that we've rented over the years for our churches that we pastored. But, man, a lot of them don't even pay. You know, they don't pay on time. They don't think it's important. Hey, it's good that we be above reproach. It's good that we walk in honesty and integrity, which is something a lot of Christians lack today. In marriage problems and divorce and alcoholism, all these things we see Christians involved with because of the Adamic nature, the flesh nature that they give place to and the demons that they're giving place to. You say, where is God at in Christians today? In these type of Christians that are involved in these things, where is God at? Well, you know, that's the problem. We're seeing the people and not God, okay? We're seeing the people and their flesh and not God, and we're seeing those devils at work. We're seeing Christians who walk in and are ruled by the flesh, okay? Yeah, we see that happening. I've seen it happen. And people in our own churches over the years, some people that just got in the flesh, man, and they manifested the flesh, and they needed deliverance. And some of them we were able to help. Some of them, they didn't want to get help. And so other Christians, you know, and they judge us, you know, on the basis of actions after the flesh, even though the Bible says that we as Christians should know one another not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, because the Spirit is what counts. We're born again people in our spirit, but the flesh is not born again. Flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. So you're expecting out of the flesh what the flesh does not have and will not have, ever have. Okay, so that's why the Bible says to crucify the flesh. The carnal man is at enmity with God. The flesh is at enmity with God. So we to put it to death. Paul says, I die daily. Galatians 5:13, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. He told us to serve one another, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, see, they were doing it back then, biting and devouring one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. And this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other. So that you cannot do the things that you would. See, this is the situation. Paul says, I do what I don't want to do. And here it says, you can't do the things that you would because the flesh, it's in the way sometimes, and you start manifesting the flesh. You start living in that flesh. You know, we have great liberty in Christ. We're not under the law. But often we allow our liberty to be flesh, and that's not what our liberty is too. We're not liberated to go live in the flesh. We're not liberated to go sin. See, we must come to the place of being led by the Spirit, ruled by the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. And if the flesh has its way, we'll be unable to do right because we'll keep doing its bidding, you know. Yeah, okay. So, we need to live and walk in the Spirit. So, how do we do that? How do we do that? Well, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We should be walking in love. The power of love is an incredible power, folks. We're going to talk about that some more here in a minute here. But this is the key to living in the Spirit, love. See? This is the key. Jesus said, the world will know that you're my disciples by the love. No, by the fighting and stealing and sexual sin. No, by the love, see? By your love that you have one toward another. See, that's how they're going to know you're a Christian. And when we don't manifest that love, we don't walk in the Spirit, see, then we're manifesting something else. And that is not the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And we should know them by their fruit. What fruit? The fruit of the Holy Spirit that is being allowed to manifest in their lives, in our lives. See, that's important. So let's go to 1 John 2 here, read some more. 1 John 2, 4 and 5. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Okay? So hereby know that we are in him. Now, here we're told something. If we keep his commandments, the love of God is perfected in us. So what are his commandments? Well, you know, first we need to see who he is. Okay? Who he is Jesus. That's who's talking here. Who's he talking about? And so we're not talking about the law of Moses here, are we? We're not talking about the Ten Commandments. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So we're talking about his commandments, not the law of Moses, not that which was, you know, written on engraven on stones, as it talks about 2 Corinthians as a ministration of death. No. You can't keep the Ten Commandments, you know. And if we're trying to keep them, then the love of God would never be perfected in you, because we are trying to keep something that has been done away as a means of righteousness, you know. So what commandments are Christ's commandments? Well, let's look at the commandments of Jesus here. They're in 1 John 3:23. They're in 1 John 3:23. So, and this is his commandment. Whose commandment? Jesus' commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son. This is also God's commandment under the new covenant. This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. See, this is it. And he that keepeth his commandment dwelleth in him, and he in him, and hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he has given us. So a lot of people think when they said commandments, it's the Ten Commandments. Not talking about that, okay? Talking about Jesus and the Father's commandments under the new covenant. And it tells you what they are right here in 1 John 3:23, okay? So hopefully you understand that. Because a lot of people are confused and they keep going back under the law, trying to keep the old law and the Ten Commandments, and they're not able to do it, and they're frustrated, and the flesh takes over. They try to do it of their own power, their own ability, can't do it by the tree of knowledge of good and evil, can't do it, okay? And the law came by Moses. Christ's commandments are not the Ten Commandments, okay? All right, so they're to believe on Jesus. We're talking about a new covenant here. They're to believe on Jesus and to love one another. And you say, well, if I begin to love my brother, my sister, that love will be perfected in me, really? That's right. That's right. You that keep his word is his new covenant command. Believe Jesus and love one another, okay? According to 1 John 2:5, right? According to 1 John 2:5, what we read just a minute ago. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Okay? So, we have a lot of things here that are important. And so we need to get this and understand it. The love of God will be perfected in you. Now you need to begin. Hey, remember what perfect love does. It casts out fear. And there's a lot to that as well. We'll talk more about that too. Now, you must begin by faith to love your brother and sister, even if you don't feel like it. Because it's not done based on feelings anyway. It's done based on faith. And you do it as an act of your spirit, out of your spirit, because that's where the power is. It's in your spirit. It's not in your soul. It's in your spirit. See? He is the father of spirits, not the father of flesh, not the father of the soul, the mind, will, and emotion. He's the father of spirits, the Bible calls him. And so this call for a dying of self and action based from your spirit and not your flesh, okay? So it calls for a dying of self and an action based from your spirit, not your flesh. Flesh says, why should I love you? You didn't do anything for me. Why should I be nice to you? Why should I love you? Why should I care for you? Okay? Well, 1 John 4:12. Let's go read that. 4:12. It says here, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. See? How? When we love one another, when we love our fellow brothers and sisters, God's love is perfected in us and God dwells in us. That's powerful scripture, folks. There's a lot to that which we could talk about for quite some time. And we are talking about it, but not to the degree that it could be talked about. But this is what overcomes the world. What is it that overcomes the world? 1 John 5:4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Have you been born of God? Do you have the faith of God, the spiritual empowerment of the faith of God? See, Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith, and Jesus is spirit, right? Because they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So faith is spiritual life that he's been given to, you know, that he's given to us. So faith is a spiritual life, a spiritual power that's been given to us. So what overcomes the world? That which is born of God. That which is born of God is born of the Spirit. The Bible says, you know, that we're born of the Spirit. And so what do you mean we're born of God? Well, what does it mean if you are born of Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so? Well, it means that you're going to possess certain attributes of that couple, right? You'll likely look like them to some degree. And as you mature and grow older, you're under their training and teaching, if it's godly, and even if it's not, you will likely act like them and be like them to some degree or another, correct? Well, we were born of Father God and the Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus. And as we grow and we're taught of him, what's going to happen? Will begin to be and look more and more like him. And for some, it's much slower than others because they're so loaded with demons. And it's just really a struggle for these things to manifest in their lives because the demons are so busy manifesting much of the time. Okay? And for others, they grow more quickly to look like Jesus. But thank God for the children's bread that people can partake of and get rid of these weights of sin that so easily beset us, right? These spirits that are weights that weigh us down and hinder us from moving forward. But we look like him and we take on his nature and attributes because we're born from him and his nature is love. And when you see love, you see God. And when you dwell in love, you start manifesting God, see? Because our God is love. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world. How is it love? Well, I just explained it some, and let's use another scripture to help explain that in Galatians 5:6. Go back to Galatians, and we look at Galatians 5:6. It says here, for Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. See, there could be no faith without it working by love, see? You see that right there? So, of course, it's linked to that other scripture. Of course it is. Because this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, and faith works by love. Therefore, that faith will not operate without love. You'll never have an overcoming faith, until you're walking in love. See? And let the love of God be perfected in you. Why? Because faith worketh by love. That's how things work in the spirit realm. That's how things work and produce. See, that's why some people are not producing at all. Their faith is not working by love. Their faith is not being exercised to the full extent of what it can be exercised because it's not working by love. It's just something they're trying to work up. They're trying to make happen. So we could easily say this, and be accurate, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our love. Because without faith, love, faith doesn't work, right? Amen. Amen. So it's very clear here what's being said. Without love, little faith in operation. With love, much faith can be in operation, folks. So love is a spiritual power that is beyond anything the devil has. The devil has nothing that can compare to it. Nothing at all that even comes close to the love of God. In fact, the devil forfeited and lost that love when he fell into darkness. And the devil lives in darkness. We live in the light if we choose to. The word says we have been taken out of darkness into his marvelous light. We've been taken out of the devil's kingdom, which is darkness, into God's marvelous light. There is light because of love. I mean, know where love is, there is light. I'm talking about the love of God. Well, because God is light and life and health to those who find it, right? He's all those things. His word is health to those who find it. His life and his love is health to those who find it. I mean, love, if there's no love, there's no light, okay? And light, if there's light, it's because of love. Okay, because where there is no love, there is no light. And God is love and he is light. And only those who are born again can walk in the light. Everybody else is walking in darkness. They're walking around, stumbling around in the dark. See, that's why they have all these things that are going on in their lives. And they stumble all the time because they're walking in darkness. But how many know you and I walk in the light? And the light is also walking in the spirit. We can walk this way. Not every believer doing it, but every believer has the capability of doing it. Everybody that is a believer in Christ has the grace to do it if they choose to do it. And if they will by faith, which worketh by love, walk that way, live that way, it's available, okay? But the whole world, now look at the world, it lies in wickedness, the Bible says. The Bible says that also there is gross darkness upon the earth, and we see a grosser darkness than ever before. It appears in the times that we're living in today, right? And the darkness can still be in a Christian's flesh, right? Because Paul said, no good thing dwells in my flesh, right? So we know that darkness can still be in your flesh because Christians do some dumb things. Christians do some horrible things sometimes. Christians under the influence of demons even kill themselves sometimes, and Christians do hateful things to one another. See, so there is darkness that can attach, but this darkness cannot get in your spirit because your spirit is where Jesus lives, see, and he will not dwell with darkness because his light would drive it all out anyway. But see, you are three parts, therefore, your other part, just like the temple of God was three parts, the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place where the presence of God, the very presence of God dwelt through the ark. His presence was in that very ark there that is in the Holy of Holies, and his presence is in our, heart, which is his present-day ark, where he dwells today. He dwells in his temple, which is our spirit today. That's why it's very likely that the Antichrist spirit will try to set itself up in the church and in these last days, as it talks about, and he will set himself up in the temple of God and proclaim that he is God, and many believers will believe it, as it says over in 2 Thessalonians. Remember the scripture where he's going to set himself up in the temple of God? Yeah, here it is, verse 4, chapter 2. It says, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, see? So a lot of Christians are going to be deceived. There'll be a falling away because the enemy is going to set himself up in the temple. This Antichrist spirit set himself up in the temple of God, most likely. If there is a temple built, there may be Antichrist in there too, of course. But because what they're doing is not in line with the Bible anyway, because there need not ever be another animal sacrifice, because Jesus was the final sacrifice for all sin, and animals could never, the blood of bulls and goats could never wash away sin, so it had to be Christ Jesus. He was the perfect sacrificial lamb, and anything that's offered now is an abomination and a mockery of God, because the Bible says there is no more offering for sin, but a certain looking forward for judgment, because if you try to come in any other way other than the Lamb of God, then look out, you have no salvation that way. Okay, so anyway, a little departure here, but the whole world lies in wickedness, and the Bible says gross darkness. Okay, and so this is not our true new nature, though. Darkness, it's light. But how often do we revert to that dark level, that demon level of living? Do you see any Christian living at a demon level of living instead of a Holy Spirit level? Are they manifesting always the fruit of the Spirit? Are they manifesting fruit of the flesh, of which no good thing dwells in? Of course, you know what I'm talking about today, okay? How often do we revert back to that dark level, that demon level of living? Too often, I tell you, too often, folks. And do you get angry? The Bible says the wrath of man doesn't work the righteousness of God, does not work the righteousness of God. So when you're getting angry, walking around with a mat on, you're not working the righteousness of God. You're not manifesting the Holy Spirit. You're manifesting another spirit. It is not spiritual. It is demonic. It is dark, see? So how many Christians manifest darkness or demons? Well, all of us can. That's right. All of us have at one time or another, okay? So even though you have a born-again spirit full of light and a container of love, intensity of people is to live in and from the flesh and from the Adamic, from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That's the propensity of every Christian. That's the propensity of all humanity. But even of Christians who should know better than to go back under that, who should know better than to live that way. See, people tend to lean that way, though. Okay? And we do, what we don't want to do, like Paul said, and like also we read there in Galatians, doing things that we don't want to do, things that we shouldn't do, but we do it anyway, okay? So the need for spiritual warfare and conflict is ongoing. See, this need is so important for spiritual warfare today. And this conflict that we're in is ongoing because darkness wants to hold you captive. Darkness wants to take you captive. If it hasn't got you captive, it wants to hold you in its grip and does not want you to be released into perfect love. It is afraid of you living in perfect love. It is fearful of you living in perfect love. These devils don't want that to happen. Therefore, they are very, very active to hinder you, block you, and stop you from going over into that perfect love and casting out fear by walking in that kind of love, that spiritual life of love. And so people continually lean towards that which is dark, that which is demonic, that which is fleshly, that which is Adamic. So because of that, we must learn to press into love. Amen. As a believer in Jesus, press into the spiritual life force of God, the love of God. He is love. That is his spiritual life. What he is, that's his force of existence, is his love, because that is what he is. That is who he declares himself to be. That is his essence. And we need to press into his essence and be in his essence. And in that place, fear will not be able to rule our life. And we will not be able to be taken captive at the devil's will all the time. See, like so many Christians are today. See, yes. God, which is spirit, for perfect love cast out fear. We need to remember that. We need to be on guard against this enemy of darkness, how he tried to slip into our lives and get us living in the carnal realm, get us living in the realm that is against the Holy Spirit, that is contrary to the Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. Fear is what Satan's kingdom is based on. Don't you see that? You know, he builds his kingdom based on fear. He builds his kingdom based on darkness. And yeah, I know that faith is not love. But they're as much a part of each other as Jesus is of the Father. See? So in fact, there is a trinity that must be working in your life to be a world overcomer in these last days. Just as God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are body, soul, and spirit, to walk in the full benefits of your salvation and victory that we have in Christ. We're going to have to walk in the trinity of faith, hope, and love. Remember, as it says in 1 Corinthians, faith and hope and love, these three abide. These three abide always, but the greatest of these is what? Love, right? It's love. But these three abideth, and the greatest is love. What a powerful truth. And love, because faith and hope, how many know, won't work without love? See? Faith and hope won't work without love. And that's why the greatest of these is love. So we have this trinity that must be working in our life, faith, hope, and love. Our love, faith, and hope, right? This needs to be working in our life if we expect to overcome in these latter days. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We got to get that. Also, because it's God's nature, okay? It is who God is. Love is God, and God is love. God is, he's spirit. So love is spirit. Love is power, because God is power too. So it all comes from the spiritual God. That's why we enter into worship when we must enter into the spirit to enter into worship, because they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. See, when you love one another, you walk in the spirit, because love is spiritual. And so why is love spirit? Well, because 1 John 4:16. Let's go over there. 1 John 4:16, it says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. See, God dwells where? In your spirit. We dwell in love. God is dwelling in our spirit. See? And God is spirit. And so if you love, what do? You walk in the Spirit, because love is a manifestation of God, who is Spirit, verse 23 and 24 of chapter 4. I mean, of chapter, let's see. Okay. I think it's, yeah. Okay, I was wrong on that scripture anyway, but. But I'm talking about John, not 1 John. John 4, 23 and 24. Here, I was trying to look at it in 1 John 4, 23 and 24. 1 John. We're looking at John now. 23 and 24. Okay, there we go. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers worship in the spirit. Okay? That's just what it's telling us. The true worship the Father, and it's done in spirit and in truth. So that's who the Father is looking for, to worship him. Okay? So really, that's how we do it, and that's the only way to do it. Amen? Because God is spirit, and if you love, you walk in the spirit, because love is a manifestation of God who is spirit, and your flesh has no true and perfect love, because love is only in your spirit, not in your flesh. You understand that? The world's love is selfish love at its very best, okay? Why? Because, hey, they haven't yet been born of love, so they cannot manifest the attribute of true love. I love you as usually I lust you, right, in the world. I mean, yeah, because they don't have the capability of walking in true love until they get born again, and they've been born from above. They've become a new creation. Then they can walk in the true love. They have that capability. Whether they do it or not, they have that capability at that point of when they get born again. So 1 John 4:17-18, herein is love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. As of right now, as he is, so are we in this world if we will walk that way. See, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment, or fear has judgment. But we've already been judged in Christ. See, that's what you have to recognize. And he that is fearful is not made perfect in love. If you're walking around in fear right now, you're not allowing that perfect work of love to take place, see? And you need to allow this to take place in your life. You need to let the Spirit of God teach you this, because this is freedom. See, how many know when you sin, sometimes people have fear? Right? I mean, fear that God is upset, fear that, you know, he's displeased with you, and possibly we would not make it to heaven, or that maybe, you know, he won't forgive us this time, especially if it's habitual sin premeditated sin or repeated sin, such as anger, gossip, or lust, or masturbation, or lying, or stealing, or, and maybe even being fearful all the time. You know, you repent for being fearful, and then you go right back and you do it again and live in fear most of your life. I mean, really? You know, God said, fear not. You're in disobedience. You're living a life of disobedience, excuse me, when you're living in fear all the time. Mm-hmm. First of all, if you allow this fear, okay, we could also, you know, call this condemnation, guilt, or sin consciousness, because you're not walking in perfect love. Because perfect love, what does it say here? Perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. Fear has torment. That means it has expectation of judgment. It has expectation of suffering for what it's done wrong. See? And so as long as that fear is there, you're expecting maybe even to be punished. Even though Jesus bore the punishment on the cross, you don't get any punishment. See? You don't have any punishment, do you? Because Jesus took your punishment for all your sin on the cross. So you're not walking in perfect love. If you're dealing with this all the time and accepting condemnation, guilt, and sin consciousness. Because who has fear? Those who are facing judgment. See, in Hebrews 10:26-27, it says, for if we sin willfully after that we've received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. See, there's that fear, you know. And perfect love cast out that fear, because fear has torment. It is expecting judgment. It has judgment. When you live in fear, you're going to suffer judgment. See? Amen. So, saints, you're not facing judgment, though. See, that's what you've got to believe and got to know, that the Word says we've already been judged in Christ. God said you are not appointed unto wrath, remember? And people have mistakenly applied this scripture to mean that we won't be here for the tribulation. That's not what it means at all. It has nothing to do with we're not being here for the tribulation. But this scripture not talking about some secret rapture. It's talking about that we are not appointed to receive the wrath of God, the judgment of God, because we've been judged by the blood of Jesus. When Jesus looks at us, he sees the blood, and Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for us. See, the devil controls and keeps his demons in place in so many Christians through many forms of fear. Okay? He's controlling you with fear of this and fear of that. And so easily Christians succumb to fear of many different kinds. And how many know the devil knows the form of fear to pull your string on? Because he knows what works with you. Okay? You might not be, you know, falling to certain fears because, oh, I'm not afraid of that. You know, I used to be afraid of the dark till I got that demon out. Well, he doesn't hit me with that one anymore because he knows that that demon is gone and I'm not afraid of the dark. See, but some people are terrified of the dark. You know, they always sleep with a light on. They're afraid that they can't be in darkness. Oh, yeah, other forms of fear. Fear that they're going to be, you know, they're cast into hell. Fear that they've lost their salvation. I mean, so many Christians continue to stay in many forms of bondage throughout their whole Christian life on earth. Not just the fear kind, but many are in bondage their whole life because of fear. Because people more often focused on what's wrong with them and in them than they do on what's right and of Christ in their spirit, see? So they actually exalt the evil when they do that, see? So we don't want to go around exalting the evil, do we? I mean, is that what you want to live your life doing, exalting the evil? I should say not. Should say not. We exalt the Lord our God. He is mighty in the midst of us. See, in our spirit, he's mighty in the midst of us. In the midst of us is in our spirit. See? So here we have all these Christians still exalting the evil that is still attached to them in their soulish areas and in their flesh. And yet the Bible says, give no place to the devil. That means don't even exalt him. Don't give him any place whatsoever. Why are you exalting that sneaky serpent? Why are you giving place to that sneaky devil who has no place in us? See, except the place that we've given him. Oh, I tell you, people do that many times every day. They give place to the devil in this manner. And so many are so frustrated today because they try continually to fix themselves and they're not getting anywhere. Why? Because you're trying to fix Adam and Adam can't be fixed. I mean, no, he can't be fixed. He needs to be crucified. He needs to be killed. He needs to be put to death. And then we need to realize the Spirit of God is the one who changes us. We don't change ourselves. The Spirit of God does. No wonder you're so frustrated. You keep trying to fix what you cannot fix. You keep trying to change what you cannot change. Only the Spirit of God is the one who can change it. Not we change ourselves. No, it is a work of grace. It's a work of love. It's a work of God. It's a work of the Holy Spirit in us. Look at 2 Corinthians 3:18 again. I show you this scripture. I've showed people this many times before on this broadcast, but I show you again. 3:18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, the essence of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. See, it's the Spirit of the Lord that does the changing, that turns us into his image little by little. He's doing a work in us of changing us. He changes what you could never change of your own trying harder or trying to fix it or doing this different and fix myself, reading this book, doing this, doing all these things. You know, we have a lot of Christians who are so frustrated and living under so much guilt and condemnation because they have tried and they continue to try and they haven't gotten anywhere in changing themselves. They're trying to do what cannot be done. Adam cannot fix Adam. God alone can fix us. Adam can't fix Adam. Adam can't fix your life. He can't get things out of there that need to be cast out. It's all done by the Spirit of the Lord. We got to get that. We got to understand that. Okay? It's trying to change yourself. It's a frustrating experience. God changes and God delivers. by and from the power of the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God is within us. Hallelujah. So in his name, by his power and authority in us, we cast out devils. You contain the glory of God, which is his nature, his essence, and his nature is also known as love, right? Yes, that is his nature, that is his glory. The glory of God is the essence of God, the nature of God, the God in manifestation of who he is love. So learn to live from his glory. That is from your spirit. And yet the devils within, the devils within loudly demand to be in control of you. And so often they are. And they win because we listen to them. No, you don't have to listen to devils, but we do. We listen to the voices. And we listen to vain imaginations and those things that we ought to be casting down, those vain imaginations, but we're listening to them. Be fearful. Hate. Be troubled. Be greedy. Hold grudges. You're not being done right. Be angry. Try to get even with them. These are all the voices that you don't need to be listening to. Don't entertain these devils. We're not to entertain devils. We're not to set them up and sit at the table of a devil and entertain them and let them entertain us with their wiles, okay? That's right. God's wealth is for, God's wrath, I'm sorry. God's wrath is for non-covenant people, people that don't have a covenant with God. We have a covenant with God. How many know that you have a covenant with God? And if we're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High, why would we receive God's wrath? And we're dwelling under the shadow of his wings, why would we receive his punishment? No. See, the breaking of the Ten Commandments require that a penalty be paid. If you break the law, you must pay the penalty. You reap what you sow under the law, and non-covenant people are under the law. And that's the reason for them reaping what they sow, and that's the reason for them to be fearful. However, Jesus paid the penalty of the law for us, right? Yeah. That's right. That's right. Jesus paid the penalty of the law for you. So right now, you're not going to pay. There's a God truth, right? But it's not an imagination. It's a God reality. See? When those vain imaginations are, they are lies. They're imaginations. They're inaccurate. See? But what God places within us is truth. It's a God truth. And we should dwell on that when it gets into our mind is coming up out of our spirit. We need to be dwelling on that instead of those vain imaginations, those imaginations that are lies. And all right, anyway, Isaiah, it's not an imagination with God. It's a truth. It's faith. It's a reality. Isaiah 53. Let's go over there, read verse 6. 53 verse 6. I'm turning pages here. You can hear them turning probably. It said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. And so he gave his life. And he gave his blood so that we don't have to be in bondage anymore. The penalty has been paid forever for us. So our past is gone under the blood of Jesus. And the penalty is paid for our sins, past, present, and future. And our part is to receive and apply the finished work of the cross. Oh, that includes healing, prosperity, redemption from the curse and deliverance and the breaking of that, of the curse of the law, and love and righteousness and sonhood and so much more. I mean, it's all been done, but you must receive. You must come to the knowledge individually of each and every finished work and receive it personally. Otherwise, you won't have it, okay? You won't walk in it, see? If you don't receive it, you can't walk that way. And there are many things that Christians have not received that are yet available to them at this very moment. They're available, but the problem is, the sad situation is that they have not received that which has been made available. Okay? Okay. Now, there is a... imaginations can be a seeing as well. So there is a God seeing of things, okay? So in that sense, you could say there could be a God imagination that way. Because, you know, the devil, what we see, I mean, an imagination is the pictures. The devil tempts us with pictures in our mind, pictures of some negative thing happening or pictures of this, that, or the other. So there can be an imagination of God showing us things of what it can be like. But this is based on a truth, not an empty imagination, not a lying picture. Not, see, and that's what Satan always brings, is a lying picture. Okay, so there's a possibility that we could say there is an imagination of truth or a picture of truth that could be received into your mind from the Lord. Okay, so I could say it that way. We could see it that way. If you can understand that, okay, that's coming from Jesus, those God pictures, those pictures that he places, because imagination is an image. It's a picture, and we see in pictures more than we see in anything else, okay? All right, anyway, moving on here. Hopefully that explains that. Thank you, Jesus. So it's all been done. But each item that has been done has to be received in order for you to personally partake of it. So like 1 John 4:17 and 18 has to do with judgment, and it clearly tells us perfect love in us will give us boldness in the day of judgment so that we don't have to be in fear. See, as he is, so are we in this world. So how is he? Well, he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and we're seated also in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we're seated there with him. Okay. Is he perfected in love? Yes. Well, has he overcome sin? Yes. Well, we're in that too. Okay. We've overcome sin through Christ. Is he under fear and condemnation and guilt? No. Well, should you be? No, you shouldn't be. Why? Because he paid the penalty of sin, of the breaking of the law for us already. But a big word, but, right? But we must specifically receive and believe and continue to believe what Christ has done in each of these areas, or we will revert back to the natural, which is what many Christians do. They might receive the truth, but they revert back to natural thinking. They revert back to fleshly thinking and carnal thinking, and therefore they don't walk on as Jesus is, as we should be in this world. We should be as he is in this world ourselves. But see, we revert back to the fleshly thinking. We revert back to fear. We revert back to thinking and doing after the flesh rather than doing after the spirit. Hallelujah. That's not a good thing, right? But when you fear, Satan has been allowed to put his nature on you because, you know, he fears the judgment as well that's ahead for him. Okay? He knows what's ahead for him. He doesn't want to face it, but he knows it's ahead. And so you get in fear, then you start walking like he walks, in fear of judgment. See? Hebrews 10:14, for by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Are you sanctified? I'm sanctified, and I'm continuing to be sanctified. Hallelujah. So I've been by one offering perfected forever. That is my position before the Father. He has perfected me. But most believers have not yet to walk in that full revelation knowledge of that perfection, which is spiritual knowledge, not fleshly perfection either. It's spiritual perfection, not fleshly perfection. I mean, no, that In my flesh still dwells no good thing. I mean, we still have problems there. We still mess up there. We still mess up in Adam. We still mess up in the soul. So you need to receive specifically each finished work of the cross. And to do this, we're going to have to begin by walking in the Spirit, which is done by walking in love. And love, what does it do? Love considers the others best and not just our own. And that is spiritual because that is what Christ did on the cross. He considered others before himself, and the pain he went through. It says in Hebrews 10:17, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And so notice it's where remission of these is, remission of your sins, which he remembers no more. There's no more offering for sin, okay? There's no more offering for sin. If they got to build a temple and make offering for sin, it's never going to work. It's an abomination, see, to do that. When they try to offer animal sacrifices again, that's an abomination because there is no more offering for sin, okay? So look out if you go that way. Try to get in a Hebrew roots group and start doing all that stuff there and to keeping the law and all that. You're falling from grace, man. You're stepping out. You're doing what Paul said, called the Galatians foolish for doing, going back under the law, right? Going back under the old covenant, which is a lesser covenant, right? Because we have a better covenant, which has replaced the old as far as the means of righteousness. There is no means of righteousness under the old law. Okay, but anyway, he has perfected us, and most believers not walking that way. They don't see that, okay? They don't walk that way. So, no more offering for sin. So why are you remembering and tormenting yourself over your sins of your past when it says there is no more offering for sin? See, says in verse 18 there of Hebrews 10. It says, hallelujah. It says, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which is consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Okay? So we're able to draw near with a true heart, full assurance, it says in verse 24. We come with full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. I mean, this is this powerful things here, okay, that are powerful truths that are revealed. And some of us feel we must, you know, we must make an offering, you know. He said, no more, no more, okay? You know, so just no more, I mean, religious spirits. You know, there's no more religious performance to do. There's no more trying. Quit trying. Quit trying to offer penance for your sins. Religious spirits are rampant in the church today. You must pay. You must do penance. You must earn your way. You must fix yourself. You must try harder. You must always do something. No, just be who you are now in Christ. Amen? Who are we now in Christ? Right? We enter by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, through himself. It was ripped from the top to the bottom, the veil between the holy and the most holy place, so that we can, you know, draw in to that holy place of his presence. Okay? Full assurance comes by knowing that you are in a relationship with Father and Jesus, and what the full spectrum and meaning of that relationship or covenant is. See? So we can come boldly before God, for we're not appointed to his wrath, but to his love. And we come in by faith, which is by love, by Jesus' blood, which has caused God to no longer, you know, be able to see our faults and sins, because Jesus' blood paid the penalty of the law, and he hung on the tree, bearing and becoming a curse for us so that we don't have to bear the curse, okay? So if you're born again and you've been plagued with fear of judgment and wrath today, you need to let that go, okay? Some of you may be, you know, rightfully fearing God's wrath because you're not born again. Well, you need to get born again right now and quit, you know, Quit waiting. Right now is the day of salvation. So get right with Jesus right now. Ask him to wash you in his blood, forgive you, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall be saved. Okay? You know, hell is real. If we're a new creature in Christ, we don't have to fear going there. You know, we're in the kingdom of God now. Our future is sealed because he gave us the Holy Spirit, which is the guarantee of our future with God. He's called the earnest of our possession, right? Ephesians chapter 1 tells us right here in verse 13 and 14. It says, in whom you trusted, that after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that ye believed, after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest means guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. See, it says, we got a guarantee. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The earnest, the guarantee. The devil and his demons are liars, you know. Quit so easily accepting their lies. Some people are so tormented in the churches today. We got a letter from a person who was tormented because of something they did 20 years ago to us, mainly to my wife. They were apologizing for something they did, forgiven. It's dead and gone and forgotten a long time ago. But here we get this letter out of nowhere apologizing. Okay? And it's still been bothering and tormenting them all these years. You know, we need to learn to forgive ourselves, too. I mean, know that. This person hasn't been able to forgive himself for that, and it's bothered him all these years. And we need to forgive ourselves and get rid of the demons that continually remind you of your sins, your faults, your failures of yesterday, even today. And some live in a perpetual awareness of their sin, because they've allowed a sin consciousness to be formed within them. See, the sin consciousness. No, use the blood. Use the blood and move on. Your sins are forgiven you. How many know that? And forgotten God, he forgot them. They're moved as far as the east is from the west. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. All means what? All means all, right? And you have to forgive yourself, too, with the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, you could end up loaded down and beaten by guilt and by all a bunch of accompanying demons. How many demons did this person take in by holding this so many years like that and being tormented? Because, you know, love takes us upward. Condemnation and fear takes us downward into darkness. Yielding to spirits can keep one living a life of misery. But yielding to his love is a life of security, light, and peace. And that's what we need to do, is yield to the love of God. Every day we have to make choices of who we will yield to today. What will we yield to today? Will you yield to darkness, or will you yield to love? Will you let fear dictate to you how you will live your daily life, like so many continue to do in the churches of God and in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, and the church isn't just a building, it's a people, right? And so I remember speaking with somebody this week battling this fear. Fear is a strong motivator in the wrong direction, okay? Fear is a strong motivator in the wrong direction. And a lot of people are letting fear lead them in a wrong direction, so watch out for it. It is your enemy, and it can bring you into many, many vain imaginations. And to the things that people in fear imagine and are tormented by, see, there's so many things, right? And these are the vain imaginations, the pictures that are presented in their mind. And you need to learn to stop the process early on. Because the more you let it speak into your mind, the more it will be reinforced and built into your life. And the more you will speak it out of your own mouth, and it'll be brought to pass, and the demons will be brought in, because you're giving it permission, see? You need to let God arise, which is letting love arise, and fear will run, because when God arises, his enemies are scattered. When love arises, his enemies are scattered. You are not the person the devil tells you you are. Okay? You got to know that. You are not the person that the devil has told you that you are. You're the person that God in his word tells you you are. Okay? You're the person that God has told you through his word that you are. So you're going to have to become a student of the word of God to know who you are and stand in the reality of what God says you are and who God says you are. And that only comes through becoming a student of the word of God. If you do not pick up the Bible, then you're not going to know who you are. You're going to listen more to the devil telling you who you are than you're going to be able to know who you are in God, because you're not picking up and becoming a student of the word of God. You're not picking up the word. Okay? All right. The devils come with their lies and their temptations about you and to you. And they want you to accept those lies and believe a lie about yourself. And you have to reject those things when they come. Just like, oh, you're coming down with this horrible sickness. Oh, no, I'm not. By his stripes, I'm healed. I rebuke you, devil. See, they're always bringing lies. Oh, you're going to die early. Oh, No. It's not true. Remember, perfect love, what does it do? It casts out fear. Let love arise to its rightful and proper place in you. See? Let it arise to its rightful place, its proper place. As a believer in Jesus, it has a proper place. And you need to let it come into that place, a position of where it should be or where it wants to be, where God wants to be, where love wants to be, where his perfection wants to be. Oh, hallelujah. Don't accept those lies. Don't believe those lies about yourself. So many of them have told you quite often, and so often people succumb to the lie. Don't succumb to it. Don't yield to it. Because by succumbing to a lie, you give the lie power in your life. And when you give the lie power, you're giving demons power against you. And they will certainly use it against you any place you give to them. That's why it says give no place to the devil, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to end here because we're running out of time for the message here tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are a wonderful God. You are a glorious God. You love us so much. Your grace is sufficient for us. We come boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace in time of need. And we need it right now, so we receive it right now. Hallelujah. 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 We receive your goodness. We receive your grace. We receive you, God. We receive love. We receive the fullness of your love. Well, we couldn't handle the fullness, but Lord, we'll take as much as we can handle right now in Jesus' name. We receive it today. We receive it today. We receive it right now. We reject the lie that says we can't have it. We receive it in Jesus' name right now, right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let that love rise up out of my spirit right now and just go out into my being, saturate it, bring life to that which is not life, and drive out that which is evil, right? And thank you for releasing your love in me. And you can pray that prayer right now that I'm praying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are good. You are God. You are love. And perfect love casts out fear. We have no fear of judgment. We know that our destiny is sealed by the Holy Spirit that's in us right now. Granted, people could be fools and walk away, but Lord, we know that we aren't going to walk away because we've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. You're a good God. You're a good God. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your covenant that we have with you, a better covenant. And we praise you for that. We praise you for deliverance now as we go to time of deliverance here in a moment. We thank you for the time of deliverance. We thank you, Lord, for ministering to us more freedom. Thank you, Lord. We get rid of more fear, get rid of all these things that have been a hindrance to us, all legalism, all religious spirit. have to go tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, we'll be back. Amen. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Let's go, my friend, climb the mountain with me. We're gonna sing and dance for eternity. The trail we're on may be quite rough and steep, but as you start to walk, we'll give you all that you need. Strength to climb when you feel weak, and the faith to make it up to that golden.
Praise the Lord. All right, we are back here and ready to go with some deliverance time tonight. I do some ministry and deliverance. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Some people can't not seem to get past some other people's opinion of them. So we're going to break the power of the opinion spirit, according to what a lot of people have suffered. Maybe it's a parent's opinion, a grandparent's opinion, someone that taught you in school, their opinion of you. Maybe it's a husband or a wife's opinion of you. Maybe it's an adult child's opinion of you. I don't know, but there is somebody that is struggling with somebody's opinion of them, and the spirit of opinion has taken root. So we command that spirit of opinion of you to come out of there right now. That spirit that has bound you by an opinion of you, come out, out, out. That spirit of opinion of you, come out, 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 out. All the way out right now. We command you to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Loose them and let them go. No matter what mommy or daddy thought, no matter what Aunt Susie thought, you come out of there right now. Whatever their opinion is, doesn't stand if it's against the word of God. And we command it to come out in the name of Jesus. Those opinion spirits, come out, come out, come out. Bound by an opinion, you come out. Bound by an opinion, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Bound by an opinion, you come out. All the way out, all the way out. Maybe it's an abusive husband, abusive wife, or abusive mother, or abusive dad that had spoke things over you, their opinion of you. We break those curses right now and command the bound by that opinion to come out. We break that bondage right now off of you and command it to come out right now. Come out, 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 come out. Bound by grandma's opinion, bound by grandpa's opinion, bound by dad, mom's opinion, come out, bound by husband or wife's opinion, come out, 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 all the way out. All the way out. I don't care what the people say. I care what Jesus has to say. And he cancels that assignment in Jesus' name. He became a curse. So you don't have to bear these word curses, these negative opinions. Come out. All the way out. Bound by an opinion. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Out, 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 up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 and loose them and let them go. All the way out. We break the power of the opinion. We break the power bound by the opinion. Come out in Jesus' name. Now, someone wants food addiction, food lust, come out in Jesus' name. Come on, all that lust for food, overeating, come out, 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 come out. Come out, food addiction, overeating, come out, lust for food, come out, come out. Some people can't quit eating. I mean, they just want to eat all the time because it's a comfort to them and feels good, tastes good, all that. Ministering to their senses, controlled by their senses, come out, 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 food lust, come out, lust for food, eating addiction, come out, sugar addiction, come out, 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 come up out of there, go, 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 bondage to food, no, no, food should be subject to us, we eat to live, we don't live to eat, see. And we got it wrong if we're living to eat. Come out, 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 come out of there. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. All that addiction. Come out. 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 Bondage to food. Bondage. Yeah, everybody has to eat to live. But definitely people don't have to live to eat. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. All those spirits of prayerlessness and that lack of prayer, prayerlessness, you come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Loose them, loose them, loose them. Come out. In Jesus' name. No motivation to pray. It's just living a prayerless existence. Which many Christians do, they're not motivated, they fall asleep when they pray, they get distracted when they pray. Come out, come out, come out. These are spiritual attacks because the enemy doesn't want you to pray. Hallelujah, you know that, right? He doesn't want you to pray. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, 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 all the way out, up and out of there. Go, go, prayerless spirit, come out. Prayerlessness, trying to keep you from praying. Come out, or keep you with a prayerless life. Come out, all these distractions from prayer. Come out, 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 all the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and loose them and loose them and let them go all the way out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Keep moving, 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 up out. All the way out, up out of there, all the way up out of there. Move, move, keep moving out. prayerless spirits, go, go, go. Legalism too, go, go. All that legalism, go, go, come out. Legalistic spirits, tell them you better do right or you're going to hell. You better do right or you're going to be punished, come out. All that legalism, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Keep taking people back under the law, come out. All that legalism, come out. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. Judgmentalism, you come out of there too. Judging all those who don't perform the right way in your book, come out, that don't live up to what you think they should, come out. All that judgmentalism, come out. Hey, listen, the world can't help what they do. They're lost. They're going to hell. They can't help what they do. They're doing what sinners do. So you're judging them for their sin. I mean, even the Bible says we don't judge them that are without. We judge them that are within. So remove the wicked one from your fellowship. In other words, if somebody is claiming to be a brother or sister and they're just living in adultery and won't repent, won't turn away, you got to put them out from among you. But you don't go around judging your brother or sisters for upon your opinions of them and what you think about them. That's not right. Judge not, lest you be judged. There's one kind of righteous judgment, and there's another kind of judgment that is not a righteous judgment, and that can bring judgment spirits on you and cause you to reap the judgment on yourself. And that's not a wise kind of judgment to go with, because it can cause you a lot of problems. So come out of there, that judgmental spirit. Critical spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Some people always find something to criticize others about, and they're always criticizing. We command that, yes, amen, you're welcome. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Critical spirits, go, 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 move, 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 move. All critical spirits, gotta go right now. All judgmental and critical spirits. Backbiting, gossiping spirits, go, 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 come out, come out, come out. Backbiting, gossiping, backbiting, slander, come out, slander, come out, slander, come out, slander, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way out. All the way out, go, in Jesus' name. A wandering mind, you come out. Wandering mind, you want to focus on reading the word or praying. The mind wanders. We command that wandering spirit to get out of there right now. Wandering and distracted mind. Come out. 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 Wandering mind. Distracted mind. Loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Come out. 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 Spirit of impatience, you come out. Spirit of impatience, come out, come out. Spirit of impatience, out, come out, come out, come out. I want it now. I want it to happen right now. Come out. And have very little patience for waiting on things to take place or waiting on God to answer a prayer. Come out. Come out of there. All that impatience, come out. Come out, 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 come out. The blood of Jesus, come out. All the way out, come 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 out. Loneliness, you come out. Loneliness, all that spirit of loneliness, you got to go right now. All that lonely spirit, come out. Come out right now, move, move, move now, move. Loneliness, we're talking to you. You got to go. You got to go right now, go right now, go right now. Come out, loneliness, we're talking to you, spirit. Gotta go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. All loneliness. All loneliness. Loose them and let them go. All that spirit of loneliness. In Jesus' name. Spirit, oh, I'm just going to be a loner. All alone. Never have any friends. I'm doomed to live my life alone. You come out of there right now. You go. You liar. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I break that curse. Never having a friend. Come out, come out. A lot of people in America are friendless in this society that we live in. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Go. Yeah, it's a lonely society. A society with many people have, especially among men, very few friends, if any. So you come out of there, go, real friends, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Gotta go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose people. Let them go. Spirit where it never can fit in. Never feel like they fit in anywhere. You come out. Never feel like they fit in. Come out. We break that curse. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Never feel like you're fitting in. Come out. Come out. That's what the Spirit makes you experience. You never feel like you're fitting in. Even if you're a group of people, you know them. You never feel like you're fitting in. Come out. You feel like an outsider. Come out. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Loose them. Let them go. Loose them. Let them go. Now, this is often the curse of a bastard, too. They never feel like they fit in anywhere. So if you've been born out of wedlock, we break that curse over you. Curse of the bastard, we break that over you. Command that spirit to go right now. Feel like you never fit in anywhere because you were born out of wedlock. Come out. 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 Come out of there. We break the curse in Jesus' name, the curse of the bastard child. Come out. Come out. We break that over. You cancel its assignment in the name of Jesus. Go. All the way out. Go, 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 go. 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 All the way out. All the way up out of there. Guilt. Condemnation. Come out. Guilt. Condemnation. Go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus against all that guilt and condemnation. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. Up out of there. Paranoid spirit. Paranoia. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Paranoia. Come out. Come out. Fear. Come out. Fearfulness. Come out. Come out. Fearfulness. Come out. Out, out. All the way out. All that fearfulness. All that paranoia. Come out. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Lethargy, lethargic spirit, come out, come out, come out, come out, lethargic, come out. Keep going, fear, all that to fear, you gotta go. We rebuke the spirit of fear, keep going. And lethargy, you come out, lethargic, come out, all the way out, lethargy, come out, out of there, all the way out, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we come against Crohn's disease. Come out, Crohn's disease. Come out of the digestive tract. Come out of the intestines. Come out, come out, come out, Crohn's. Come out, 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 all the way out. Come out, fever, infirmities. Come out, 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 all the way out. Jesus rebuked the fever, and Peter's mom got up and served him. She was laid up in the bed with fever, and Jesus rebuked the fever. Fever left her, and she just got right up and started ministering food and whatever to them that were visiting in her house, that were in her house. Come out of there, all the way out. Come on. Peter's mother-in-law, wasn't it? I think, or was it his mother? I forget. But anyway, come out of there. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there. Come out. Fever, infirmities. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of the body. Come out of the body right now. I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out, fever. We rebuke the fever right now. We rebuke the sickness. We rebuke the infirmity. Come out, 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 come out. Infirmity spirit, come out. Sickness spirit, COVID spirit, come out, come out, come out. Stomach flu, all those spirits that attack at the body right now, you go right now. Spirit lodged in the intestines, come out of there. Go, go, go. Crohn's disease, come out, 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 come out. Pancreatic problems, come out. We break the curse over the pancreas, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse over the appendix, over the bowels, come out of the bowels, come out. We break all curses over the bowels, over the intestinal tract, come out of there. Go, out of the stomach. stomach cancer. We cancel that assignment. We break stomach problems. Come out. Indigestion. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Stomach weaknesses. Come out. Come out. Come out. Not enough acid. Come out. Or too much acid. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go, 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 go. Indigestion spirits, go, go, go. Leave the digestive tract. Move out of there in the name of Jesus. So we apply the blood over the digestive tract, over the intestinal tract, over the bowels, over the prostate, over the urethra, over every part of the body, over the bladder, every part of the digestive and the excretement part of the body. So you go right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be whole. Be healed. Be whole. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Body be healed. Body be whole. We speak to the bodies and command them to be healed and be well in Jesus' name. And the spirits have to go as we commanded them out. They have to go, every one of them. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Bondage to tobacco, come out. Bondage to alcohol, come out. Come out, come out. Bondage to weed, come out, come out, come out. I don't care if it's legal in your state. You know, doesn't mean you should be smoking it. Yeah, okay. Or drinking it or whatever. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. All the way out. All that tobacco. Bondage to tobacco in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, go, go. God is the one. You know, let him be the one that stops you from doing it. Okay? Just lay it down and say, Jesus, I can't do it, but you can. So here it is. You know, I give it to you. Now, you're responsible for me stopping this tobacco. You're responsible because I'm out of agreement with it. I don't want it anymore. Oh, yeah, my flesh wants it, but I don't want it anymore. See, that's the attitude. You let Jesus take it. He will deliver you from it. All that tobacco, go right now. Go, all that tobacco. Addiction to this, addiction to that. Come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out in the name of Jesus, name above every name. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess, every demon will bow, every fallen angel. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Going all the way out, all the way up out of there. Hatred for self, you hate yourself, you come out of there. That spirit of hatred for self, come out now. In the name of Jesus right now, loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go all the way out. Hatred for self, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out. Lying spirit, you come out too. Lying spirit, you lie. Because you believe lies, you tell lies. Come out. All the way out, all those lying spirits, come out, 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 worry, come out, come out, come out, come out, anxiety, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, stress, come out, come out, nervous tension, come out, 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 come out. We call you out in Jesus' name. You have to go. You don't be, you're not wanted. You have to go. The people don't want you. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Fear, come out. Worry, come out. Come out, come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Anxiety. Stressful spirit, come out. Jesus' name. Stress-causing spirit, come out. 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 Come out all the way out. Come on. Go, 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 go. Keep going. All the way out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Loose them and let them go. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Masturbation. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Control by masturbation. Control by lust. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name above every name, the name of Jesus, every day will bow. Remember, you got to bow, demon. You got to bow. Come out of there. All the way out. Bow and go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, you got to go. I have authority over you. We have authority over you. Come out, 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 all the way out. All the way up out of there, go. All that masturbation. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The blood of Jesus against you. We break your control. We break your grip over people. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way. Homosexuality. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come on, all the thoughts, all the control. Come on, all the way out. Go, 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 go. We break your grip. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus right now. The blood of Jesus. Got to go. Got to go right now. Be weakened by the blood and go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for our deliverance session tonight. Thank you for delivering those that were ready to get delivered and got some. Thank you for sealing it to them and helping them to keep what they got today. For your glory, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus, for all of it. And we worship you and look forward to you ministering to us again next Friday. We give you the glory for each person here. Ask you to bless each one of them and minister to them in the way that they need that special ministry from you. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen. 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 So thank you, folks, for being here. And we praise God that you got ministered to in a good way tonight, and that Jesus touched you by the Spirit of God and revealed truth to you. Amen. And he did. If you got anything, it was the Holy Spirit certainly speaking the truth to you, and you got it. And that's wonderful, and I'm glad to hear so much. All right, well, love you all, and we'll be back. TheOasisCommunityChurch.com at the website. You could email at TheOasis1@localnet.com if you'd like to email. God bless you. We'll see you back next Friday night.
How many thousands of years will it take for the human race to learn from our mistakes? How brilliant and smart and evolved can we be if we're still as foolish as Adam and Eve? And all the juices and Esau's, the Goliaths and the Sauls, and all the Sodomites and priests of Baal unite to show their claws. And all the Jezebels and Philistines, the Selamese and Cain, come out to yell and scream with all their might, crucify him once again, once again. Let's crucify him. Tyrants, dictators we breed, because they perceive they are just what we need. How innocent, what victims can we pretend to be when we sell our souls every day for our greed? And all the Maos and the Hitlers, the Genghis Khans of old, Napoleons and Stalins, the Caesars mean and bold, and all the Pol Pots and the Nixons raise their voices and chime in. All hail to him that cometh in his name, fall down before the king. What a king. in their arms, when they will pull the final curtain, show the world once and for all that all we've learned from history is that we never learn anything at all. The Goliaths and the Sauls and all the sodomites and priests of Baal unite to show their claws, and all the Jezebels and Philistines, the Sodomites and Cain come out to yell and scream with all their might, crucify him once again.
Again, so hope you enjoyed it, and we're blessed. All right, so we've come to the end of another Friday night. So I'm going to say good night and God bless you, as I need to rest my voice. Okay, so I love y'all. God bless you, and we'll see you next Friday night. And I appreciate you being a part of this live service here on the broadcast tonight. So pray you have a blessed weekend and be full of Jesus and be encouraged in the Lord, for he is good and he's going to be good to you. He's already been good to you, but just look for more. So continue to be good. He loves you and he'll be your strength, and he is your Lord. He's your healer. He's your deliverer. He's everything you need. So let him be who he is to you. And we will see you back later. God bless. Love y'all.